What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, this is Nina Perez and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so glad you're here. We are here to challenge and transform your thinking so you can get unstuck, crush those goals, and get shit done. Let's do this. I wanted to come on here because I wanted to talk to you guys about something. I was speaking to someone I care about greatly, and they were talking about having a fear of rejection or judgment of others. And you know how sometimes you just get like really tired of fear and bullshit, right? Because you're trying so hard to like, you know, have movement in your life, right? So I thought of something today. I'm like, what happens if knock knock, who's there? Opportunity who? Then there's nothing. You know why? Because since you didn't open the door to opportunity, it's gone. It's gone, right? But why don't we open the door when opportunity knocks? Or why don't we open the door when things are shifting and changing in our life and we're like afraid and we have this fear of doing anything that's going to feel uncomfortable, right? Fear, this, what is it? False evidence appearing real. I say that it means face and eliminate all restrictions. So things that are restricting you from moving forward to what you want to do, face and eliminate all of them. That's fear. F-E-A-R. Face and eliminate all restrictions. I try to really do that in my life the best I can. It's funny, right? Because as I'm like, you know, helping people, mentoring them and coaching them and stuff like that, and I see them like really propelling forward and moving forward in their movement. And sometimes you yourself as a leader, as a thought leader, as a coach, as a mentor, whatever, you sometimes feel stuck yourself, even though you're seeing what you're doing with others propel them forward, right? So where is this fear coming from and why does it paralyze us this way? Why does it paralyze us this way? You know, as I was talking to this person and they said that was real, right? I mean, they were really feeling that is a real thing to them, to feel that sense of fear to do something new or to do something and fail or to do something that, you know, people will judge. And this fear is really something we should look at as an opportunity. I think that when something is new and something's coming at you and it's new to you and it comes to you and it causes fear, I feel like that's an opportunity knocking. That's like knock, knock, who's there? And if the fear is there, then we need to look at the fear as a way of an opportunity or a way to actually push us and propel us forward, as opposed to having this paralyzing feeling that it has over our lives. And I get so like pissed if I could say it that way, I get extremely pissed off at fear. And one of the fears that just always keeps coming up is this fear of judgment of others, right? This fear that people are going to talk about you, this fear of people that are going to judge you, are going to say something against what you are doing. And I think that this fear could mean that you're actually thinking about doing something that you actually believe in and something that you actually want to do, but you're super afraid that other people are going to disagree, but it is something that you really do agree with, right? And so sometimes what we do is we'll say, it's all right, it's not that big of a deal. Of course you're going to say that because you're automatically in fear. And so the fear is going to push you and convince you. Your brain is literally going to convince you, how it always has when it's afraid, right? To not push yourself to move forward and not take that opportunity. So ask yourself if the thing that you want to do, the thing that you are really feeling is you as a person, is it harmful to humanity? Right? Is it like something that is harmful to humanity? Is it something that is inhumane? Is it something that is violent? If it's something that is hate, if it's those things, don't do them. Okay. And find out why you're feeling that way, because that's also not good for you, right? Or not good for, you know, the world. If you're trying to, you know, impact the world with hate or inhumane things. Right. But if you are really wanting to move forward in your life, and all it is that you're afraid of being you, then I suggest that you ask yourself, why? What is it that I need to be afraid of? And what is the positive outcome that can happen if you did do what you want to do, right? Something positive that can come out of what it is that you actually want to do. So this person wants to shift what they do in their career, shift what they do in their life. But they've been doing what they've been doing well for so long. And so they are like super fearful of doing this shift. And if they fail or they mess up or they jack this whole thing up, what are people going to say about them, right? So, you know, fearing what others think about us is literally a very huge problem. And it's something that, you know, people do live their life in this fear of what other people think. I think that you can't do everything that everybody loves. People are going to talk shit no matter what. You can be doing like the best thing in the world. You can be going out there feeding the homeless, right? Everything you have and literally giving all, and somebody will find something to say, because that's what people do, right? And when you are out there, whether you're in business, whether you're in social media, whether you're in a career, a job, whatever it is, somebody will always disagree with you, and that's freaking okay. And one of the things that happens is that we have this fear of people judging us, and fear people, what they're going to say about us, or what they're going to say behind our backs, or if they don't agree, what then? And we are living in this huge amount of fear, and who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we're even fearful of I even went through this, right? Oh, my house is not big enough, and my house is not new enough, and all that kind of crap, right? Why? You're going on these BS social media people that you're following, right? And they are driving the nice car, and then their big house, and they're like these multimillionaires. Although, by the way, you can rent those things to do videos, I just want to say, right? But the whole point is that we are really, really in fear of what people are going to say or judge, and then what happens is that it's stealing our opportunity for us to freaking do things that we really want to do, things that we really want to do, right? So, okay, when I left my job, when I left my pretty good paying job, right, in the medical field, I remember I was going back to school to be a chef, right? And I didn't know anything about being a chef. I didn't even know about going to school. I had no idea. And I remember that one of the other nurses that were there just looked at me. She goes, God, that is so stupid. Why are you doing that? You're going to make no money as a chef. No money. Mm-hmm. Don't tell Nina Perez that. Don't tell Nina Perez that. Because I love challenges, right? So at first I'm like, oh, okay. And then I said to myself, she's actually telling me that what I need to do is move forward. Because when somebody tries to pin themselves against you and somebody goes against what your dream, your passion, your vision is, that is literally, to me, like a big calling card that it's time for you to move forward. That it's actually time for you to take action instead of being afraid of what people are going to say and think. Who gives a crap about what house you have, the car you drive, the shoes you're wearing? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Okay? I mean, I think the only people that bother with that are people who are on social media and are trying to grab onto that. But honestly, nobody really cares. What people really care about is the value that you're bringing to their lives. What value? How are you solving a problem in their life? And what value are you bringing in their life? They could give two craps about the house you live in, honestly. I think that if people do, they're vain anyway. So that's not my kind of people. My kind of people are straight up talkers, straight up people that want to get shit done. They want to crush their goals, get shit done, and make it happen. Hi, David. So you got to make sure that you are thinking about ways that you're going to overcome this fear of being judged by others, because this fear of being judged by others is going to steal opportunities. It is going to steal opportunities from you. Don't let it happen. Okay. Now we consider how people view our house or our car, our clothes, our career, our vacation photos, how we look online, how we angle the camera to make sure we don't have that double chin, right? How we make sure that we are like standing where the sun is and the light so that we can come in all nice and pretty, right? Because we really do care about judgment of others. And especially in this big social media world that we're in, we care about what we look like. We care about what we sound like. We care about what we say, what we believe in. We even hide what we believe in. We even hide what we believe in, fear of judgment of others, right? And with this big cancel culture that is going on, people are even more fearful of being who they really are. And that's such bullshit, because the people who are canceling you are not afraid of canceling you. They're not afraid of like sharing what they have to say and sharing what they have to share, but they can share their voice. And if you try to share yours, you're canceled. Yeah, okay, right? So it's questionable when you are online and looking at all of this stuff going on about how many people are actually living an authentic life versus the ones that they're doing to impress you. And yet we are worried about what they think, what they say, what they judge us with, whether it's people online or in your career or family members, whatever. I am like, I guess I'm just done with that, right? I'm done with being judged that way. It's literally a trap. It is a trap that steals you away from the opportunities that you are supposed to have in your life, because you are so worried about what other people think, right? Exactly. Let me show that, because that's a good one, okay? Live life with no bullshit attitude. Right, David? Right. And that's the whole thing. Like we literally fall into this trap, into this BS trap. And then we're sitting there waiting to do our freaking life, waiting to start. I just did a live on that, right? Like how we wait ourselves literally to death. We wait ourselves out of it because we're waiting. And at the end of the day, we're living a life to primarily have impress others. That is going to leave you feeling like crap. It's going to leave you feeling empty. It's going to leave you feeling angry when you try to live a life that somebody else wants you to live and you're not living your own. Judgment of others is going to come. So let's just settle that right now in your brain. Judgment of others is going to come because you cannot be in everybody's tribe, right? And not everybody is going to be in your tribe, in your peeps. Nope. So at the end of the day, living a life with your intention or your primary intention of impressing someone else, you are going to feel like complete crap because you'll never know who you are and nobody will even know who you are. And let's be real, nobody wants to be around somebody who is fake. Okay. Now we might not know all of these people when we're following them online because we're just seeing what they are, right? If you're online, we're only seeing people half of what they are if we're at work with them. We're only seeing some people, right? But you're always going to be judged, whether it's a family member, whether it's, you know, whether it's your best friend, somebody's going to judge you. Just understand that somebody is going to judge you. That is just what it is. That's right. That's right. Today is a gift, and that's why it's called a present, right? This moment right now. And so the best way to avoid this temptation to, and the best way to overcome, right, the fear of being judged and the temptation of having to impress people, because I think that at most levels, most of us do want to impress someone, right? This is why we dress up when we go out, right? Because we want to impress someone. We don't want to feel like garbage or go look like garbage. So, but how do we overcome that though? You know, honestly, you're going to have to just live life at your own terms, using your own strategies, knowing who you are. So number one tip on getting through this, why don't you stop judging people? How about that? Okay. You assume that, that you know best, right? And that what you believe, everybody should believe, but that's not always true, right? I have this saying that I've said before, that speech that you hate doesn't make it hate speech. Those are two different things, right? So I've lost a few friends. Let me put those in quotes, a few friends, because I am very direct and honest, and I will answer the question to what I believe at that moment, right? Because I have grown in my life and my belief system has changed because I've grown. If I still believe the same thing I believed when I was 15, yeah, you need to question that. That means there's no growth, right? So I am not afraid of you telling me and trying to call me out of some shit I said yesterday, because I am growing. And as I grow, I will expand how I think and what I do and how I am, okay? So if you're going to try to catch me out for something I said last year, I'm sorry, bro, but I'm letting you know right now, I don't care, okay? Because I really do live my life with growth, honesty, and I really try to put it all out there. And I even call myself out on bullshit, because everybody bullshits, everybody, and everybody judges. But if you don't want to be judged, if you don't want to be judged, stop judging others. Start there. Let's do that as our number one tip for the day, okay? Stop judging others. Now, you assume that the things that you think and the things that you hear and the way that you feel, everybody else should also think the same way, right? But you'll be less prone to being worried about people judging you if you stop judging others. So let's just put that one as our number one tip for the day, all right? Because we talk so much crap, right? And then when somebody comes at you with so much crap, we don't know how to handle it. So don't do it so that it didn't get done to you. Does that make sense? All right, cool. Number two, deal with that inner voice. Okay? We wouldn't be worried about other people judging us if we didn't think about it about ourselves first. At least that's what I think, right? I think sometimes we are self-critical about ourselves. So when someone else says it, we're like, oh, it hits you the wrong way. But because if somebody said to me, I don't know, if somebody said to me something that was completely like outlandish and something I know that is not true, I wouldn't even think twice about it. I don't care. Oh, Anina, you live in London. Okay. And on I move, because I don't. I live near New York. Right? So it's just hilarious to me that sometimes we take on what other people say as a truth or something offensive when it's not even true, or something that we should take offensive because it's not even about us. But what happens is that we have this inner critic. And so when we have this inner person or this inner thing inside of us that we are constantly criticizing ourselves, right? Then we're worried about what somebody else is going to say because we already think it. And so because we think it, and we already criticize ourselves, then we think that, you know, what they're saying is true. But it doesn't, it's not true. It doesn't have to be true, right? Because somebody says it doesn't mean that it's true. Because you're your worst critic doesn't mean that it is true. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So while the thoughts that pop into your mind are beyond your control, you do have the power to just redirect that thought, change the way you're putting attention onto that thought, and have a more useful, thoughtful, supportive thought process so that you, I mean, it's true. You can't really control the next thought coming into your brain. It's very hard to control that because thoughts come at us. I think it's like a 1,000%. I don't even know the number. I'll have to look it up. But it's like a lot, right? So catch yourself. When you're going to have that inner critic, that negative thought, think about what you're thinking about and flip that bad boy, okay? Because that's one of the things I feel like is that is detrimental to us when we're being concerned or in fear of people judging us is because we see ourselves and criticize ourselves. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for all of your wrongdoings and things that you've done in the past. It's in the freaking past. Forgive yourself. That will help you to get through that inner critic. So when somebody comes to try to criticize you and take away the opportunities that are laying in front of you, but you are too fearful to do because of somebody's judgment, right? You have to forgive yourself first. Like, I was watching a movie and I don't remember the name of the movie, but this guy was going to run for some sort of public office or something. And somebody said, oh, this was a clubhouse. That's what it was. Somebody was talking about how they want to run for public office. And then somebody else said, before you do that, make sure that everything, every single little thing in your life has been squeaky clean. That is impossible. Who in the world is squeaky clean? The only one I ever knew of is Jesus Christ. I don't know of anybody else that is squeaky freaking clean. Okay? When people are judging you, they are judging themselves. For in the way that you judge people, it shall be judged unto you. Right? So be careful how you judge people. Now, I will say that there is a time for judgment when somebody is telling you something with their lips and words, but are doing something differently with their actions. First of all, that's hypocritical, right? And you can actually judge the action by the words, right? So you can judge the fruit by where the tree is, right? So you have to be careful with that kind of stuff too. So make sure that you are dealing with your inner voice, dealing with that inner critic, okay? And forgiving yourself for any past transgressions so that you're not having to be so susceptible to somebody judging you. Because so, right? That's, I know that was very mature, right? But so, that's what I used to say when I used to get mad. So that was number two. Number three is, you know, those people that I was talking to you about, whether it's family or friends or coworkers or whatever it is, social media people, whatever, remove them. If they're judging you and it is not a way of uplifting and pushing you forward for you to develop and grow as a person, remove them. Cut it. All right. This might, I know it sounds, Nina, you're just giving it to us with no sugar. That's correct. This is no sugar added. Okay. Now that might seem harsh, but why in the world would you want someone in your life that is constantly judging and criticizing you? You really, really need to, talk. Now, I have had friends in the past who have been like that, just a little bit too harsh and judgmental. I had to pull them to the side and be like, okay, I don't like A, B, C, D, and I don't need you to talk to me like that. And I really, unless you're going to do something that is going to lift me up and actually help me to develop to be a better person, then I don't need you judging me on all kinds of nonsense. You know, so some of those friendships survived. Some of them did not. And I'm okay with that. Okay. So you need to have a chat with them and explain that you're not going to tolerate that kind of behavior and that you refuse to accept that. Not the judgment, because if they're doing something that is healthy criticism to what you're doing, right, then listen. But there's a difference between that and trying to tear you apart by judging you and pulling you down. I call those dream killers, right? Those people that come and just snatch your dream and kill it, right? So remember that if you don't have to have people in your life that treat you like this. I don't care if they're family. You don't have to have people in your life that treat you like this. But you do owe a conversation to people like this if they are family. I do believe that. If they are family, your loved ones, your spouse, your children, whatever it is, those people deserve, because they're your family and your loved ones, they deserve an honest conversation. And when people love you back, they will hear, they will listen, they will change the way they talk to you. Now, they may not change immediately the way they feel about what you're doing, and they may still have a judgment towards it. But there's a difference between judging you, like judging you, and really helping to support you and guiding you in the way that you should go, right? Okay. So three, remove the people in your life that judge you, that are really critically judging you without any like substantiation. Is that a word? I don't even know if that's a word. Any way of substantiating how they're supporting you and pushing you forward. Okay. Number four, avoid comparing yourself to other people. Avoid comparing yourself to other people. We are all so different. So freaking different. It is impossible for you to compare yourself with someone else. I do that. I used to do that a lot, right? Like, oh my God, they have a house. I don't have a house. They have a car, a new car. I don't have a new car. They have a blah, 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 right? They have millions. I don't. Why don't I have millions? Oh. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, self-development is super important. To me, God is super important. So prayer is super important, right? And I had to really, really start actually just giving myself to God and just saying, God, you know what? You're going to help me through my journey, my race, the way you want me to run it. And this is my way of having to live my life here on earth, right? So everyone is completely freaking different. Everyone, even twins, triplets, they're completely different, right? Different fingerprints, different everything. They're different. It is impossible to make your comparisons to others 100%. Now, you might be able to look at somebody's qualities and want something of somebody's qualities, but if you avoid making a comparison or comparing yourself to someone else, you're not going to worry so much about their judgment because you're not running their race. You're running your race, all right? So you're either being too kind to yourself or too hard of yourself. It depends on who you're comparing yourself to, right? If you're comparing yourself to somebody who is not doing any movement and is stagnant or living a life below what they should be living in their lives, like below their means, and you know it, you might get a little haughty and compare yourself and think that you're better than them, right? And opposite, you might look at somebody who's thriving and moving forward faster at a faster rate than you are, and therefore you're judging yourself there too, right? So it's easier and more meaningful if you're going to compare yourself today, right now, like David had mentioned, today being the present, right? Your gift today to maybe your yesterday. Okay. So take yourself and compare yourself to today to who you were yesterday or in your past. And then you'll be making progress and you'll be seeing how you're actually growing or not. Right? Because some of us can stay stagnant and some of us can just go backwards. But you compare yourself to today, the Nina is today, who Nina is today to who Nina used to be. I am very happy with that because I believe that I am super ahead of where I thought I would be when I thought of myself 5-10 years ago. That's pretty freaking awesome. Okay. So when you start judging yourself or comparing yourself to other people, you know, be very careful when you do that. That is not good unless you are doing it to see if there's good qualities in someone that you would like to learn from. Okay. And then make it you and not them, not you being them. I hope that makes sense. All right. So it's easier for you to just compare yourself today to who you used to be. All right. And then that way you can judge your own path as opposed to somebody else's path. I hope that makes sense. Number five, remember that it's not even really about you when people judge you, right? People have their own issues and it might come from a place where they're at, whether they're at a place of maybe they're a little jealous, maybe they're, you know, lacking movement in their life. So they're a little bit pissed off that you're moving forward. They might just be seeking attention. So they're just being jerks, right? Because I've had a few. Oh my gosh, I've had a few. Ah, some really nasty people out there. But I know that they're just seeking attention. They're trolling, right? They're wanting me to respond so that they can respond, so that I can respond, blah, blah, blah. And when I first got on social media, because now I'm like, I'm everywhere, right? So when I first got on social media and they first did that, I'm like, oh my gosh, why would they say such a thing? And I'm like writing back and they're writing back. And then I realized, what are we doing here? We're like going around in a circle. Doesn't really make any sense. And then I realized, oh, is this what a troll is? I got my first troll. That's what I said to myself about 2 years ago. So people are just seeking attention. And so some people are just jerks on purpose. Like they're really just, they're just jerks in general. That's who they are, right? So regardless of who's judging you, you really need to start ignoring that awful judgment and move on from there, because you are definitely 100% not going to be for everybody, and not everybody is going to be for you. So separate that. Okay. And remember, you just need to, like, honestly develop some tough skin, realize who you are, right? Work within yourself and move on, because honestly, fear of others is bullshit. Okay. So what they say, I don't care, because I'm telling you that we could always find garbage on everybody. Okay. So when somebody tries to throw you under the bus or say something about you, say, yep. And yours. Okay. Because we all got some garbage. All right. Like I said, I don't have my book in front of me, but I've said this before, you know, I've wrote my life in my autobiography, right? And so it is raw. It is real. It is vulnerable. It is authentic. And it has all my garbage in there. At least most of it since the time I wrote it, right? And I realized that I'm free. I'm so free, because if you try to throw something at me, I wrote about it. Hundreds and hundreds of people have already read about it. I wrote about it. Oopsies on you. You're going to have to find something else. All right. And number six, be authentic. Be really, really you. And this is the way that you're going to overcome the fear of being judged by others. Okay. Be who you are. Now you might feel like you're weak or not strong enough, or you're fragile, or you're vulnerable, or you can't. Many people have developed this fear of showing people who they really are because of the judgment of other people. All right. But you know, if you think about it, you really do come from a bloodline. And I don't care what bloodline you come from. I'm not sitting here to tell you to do an ancestry DNA, which would probably be fun. I've never done one. But if you come from a bloodline, you must, right? Because you're here, right? You will discover that you have been coming from people of many different places who have overcome plagues, wars, droughts, floods, poverty, deception, all kinds of stuff, judgment, right? Because they're human beings. And when you think about the line or the lineage of people that you've come from, and I honestly don't care what race, color, religion, creed, whatever, if you've lived on this earth, you've been through something, and your past ancestors, your past people have also been through something. So you actually come from a bloodline of people that have survived a lot of things. Okay. You can too. All right. You are not weak. You're not fragile. You're not going to break apart. You got this. Okay. Be authentic. Be who you really are. All right. So don't worry about all of that. I can't. Oh my God. No. Woe is me. You know, don't go there. As soon as you feel your brain going there, say, wait, how did I even make it to this earth? Okay. I'm sure that if you're hearing me, you've been through something. You've been through something, right? And the something that you've been through did not destroy you, because you're here today. So you've been through something. Be who you really are, because you're going to be a person who you will admire, who you will love, because you'll know that you were able to overcome what somebody else thought of you. All right. So be authentically you. You are tougher to the core than you really think you are. You really, really are. Not because, oh my gosh, she's just giving me a pep talk. I'm being real. Like, if you think about what people have been through in your lineage alone before you, then you have something in you that can give you tenacity and grit to know that you're going to make it through. All right. Number seven, you're always, I mean, always, and I don't like to generalize, you know, I always try not to generalize, but I do anyway. You always are going to be judged by other people, regardless of what you think, you're going to be judged no matter what you do, no matter what you wear, no matter what you say, no matter what, even the people that love you will judge you. You're going to have people that will love what you do, that will hate what you do. Every single thing that you do and say will be either appreciated or scorned. It just is what it is. It's a game you cannot win, okay? You cannot. So it definitely benefits you to not even play this stupid game, okay, of judging or being judged. Just don't even play the stupid game, because the truth is that they're going to judge you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Say something that's really cool right now, and you'll find someone who is against it. I'm telling you, it's the truth, right? So just do what you feel is best. What you feel is best for you, what you feel serves other people, okay? Because I believe, this is not Nina speaking, I believe we are here to serve others. I don't believe we're here to just be self-serving, okay? I believe we're here to serve others. So do what you feel is best to serve yourself and to serve others, because you're going to be judged anyway. You're going to be judged. I promise you, you're going to be judged, okay? I mean, I am a straight shooter. I am a straight talker. I just say it like it is. Whatever. That's just who I am, okay? And I find people who really love that, because they're like, they call me and they're like, okay, Nina, I need to talk to you about something. Sure. I need your opinion. Is it an opinion? Do you really want what I have to say? Or do you want me to just agree with you? They're like, nope. And this is why I called you, because I knew that you would tell me the truth, whether I like it or not. I want to be that person. Okay. And when I coach women and I say to them, are you ready? Because if you're not, call me when you're ready. They at first is a little abrupt. Like, they're like, whoa, really? Yes, really. Because I want to make sure I improve your life and give value to your life. And if you're not going to do the work that you're supposed to do, let's not waste your time or mine. And let's come back to the table when we're both, you know, ready to conquer what it is you have on the table. They sometimes like it. They sometimes don't. But either way, I'm going to be authentic to myself, truth to myself, right? And do what I feel is right for that person. I could take their money. Oh yeah. You want to be a part of my coaching program? Of course. Here, go ahead, sign up and then do nothing. No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that to them, and I wouldn't do it to me. Right. So make sure that you are always looking at what feels best to you. And remember that people are going to judge you, even when you are trying to do your best, even when you say the right things, even when you agree, they'll still judge how you agree. And you guys know I'm telling the truth. All right. So you're going to be judged either way. So just live with that. It is what it freaking is, right? If you stay home and do nothing, everyone's going to think you're a lazy bum. If you work too much, oh, you're a workaholic. You don't love your family. I mean, it doesn't matter, right? There's no escape. So the fear of being judged, it can be crippling. It can be crippling, and it can steal away your happiness, and it can steal away your fulfillment, and it will steal away your opportunity, because you are going to be fearful of starting that business because somebody's going to judge you, or you'll judge yourself really harshly. You're going to be fearful of doing something to move forward, right? Because if you move forward and you do something wrong, people are going to say something. So the F what? So what, right? Everyone is going to judge you. It doesn't matter. I really think that about 99.9% of the people you know that are judging you and their opinions are probably irrelevant. Ouch. I know. But it's true, right? I think like the opinions of about 99% of the people that you know, or even on social media, or whatever, are literally irrelevant, because there's going to be a few that might be great, right? That you might go, oh, okay, wait, that opinion is actually not a bad opinion, right? But then when you take this person's opinion and not this person's, now you're being judged, because why didn't you take mine? My opinion was better. This is so true. All right. Instead of worrying about what others think, spend your time creating and building what you want for your life, what you feel like your purpose and calling is for your life. Focus on that. The rest of it, it'll come, right? But instead of worrying about, you know, what John thought and Shelley and Michael and Jan and whatever these people think is, they're literally, it is irrelevant to your growth if you don't even believe in your own growth. So instead of worrying what other people think, spend your time creating and building your life. Overcome the fear of being judged and live your own terms. Live by your own freaking terms. It's the only way that you're going to live. Do not live by someone else. Dang it. What are you waiting for? I'm sorry. I'm getting like all worked up because I am excited for you, but I'm also excited for me because this is speaking to me too. I feel like I've been in a little bit of a stuck place for a minute, but this is really speaking to me too. And that's why I wanted to do the live today, right? I have a friend. His name is Chris Ross. His name is, well, Lord Chris Ross, if you're going to check him out on social media. Lord Chris Ross. And he said to me, I think it was yesterday morning or this morning, he left me a message and he said, Nina, everything I need, I already have. And everything I have is all I need. I'm going to repeat that. Everything I need, I already have. And everything I have is all I need. His name is Lord Chris Ross. You guys got to follow him. It's from the Win-Win Effect or Winject Studios, which is freaking awesome. If you're a podcaster, you need to get on Winject Studios. Like, it's amazing, right? So their mission is to transform like purpose-driven influencers into media powerhouses that can change lives. I love this freaking thing. It's Winject, W-I-N-J-E-C-T, winject.com. Amazing if you're a podcaster. Just thought I'd throw that in there because this guy really has influenced my life in the encouragement and the way that he speaks. He doesn't care about people's judgment. And that's why he's freaking thriving, right? Why is he thriving? He's building a whole media empire. Why? He doesn't give two shits what people think about him, right? So knock, knock, who's there? Opportunity. Don't ask opportunity who, because by the time you ask opportunity who, opportunity may be gone. All right. So guys, don't forget, you are going to get through this. Do not have fear of others. It's bullshit. Okay. I'm just going to say it like it is. It is bullshit. And no matter what you do, somebody's going to judge you. So live right and live for you and to serve others. All right. So don't forget those seven things I told you to do. All right. Number one, stop judging others if you don't want to be judged, right? Number two, deal with that inner critic that's constantly criticizing you, because then when other people go to criticize you, it won't affect you, okay? Because you already fixed it within yourself. Remove those people in your life that are really harshly judging you. Cut, all right? Avoid making your comparison to other people because you are not other people and other people are not you. So stop comparing yourself and stop letting people compare you, okay? Don't let that happen. The next thing, number five, remember that it's not really about you. Some people have their own issues, their own things they bring to the table, and that's what they're judging you on, right? Their map, their way of thinking, the way they see the world, and they're putting that on you as if that's the right thing to do, and it's not, right? And then six, be the real you. You might feel like you can't. You might feel like you're weak. You might feel like you're fragile. But remember, you've been through stuff and you've gotten through it. And your line, your bloodline has been through stuff in the world and they have gotten through it. This pandemic is not going to get you. This pandemic is going to be something that you're going to overcome so that the generations that come after you will be able to see like, wow, I had something my family fought as well, right? Pandemics have been here before. Generations in our family line have had to deal with them before, okay? Number seven, you're always going to be judged no matter what. Regardless, you're going to be judged because that is just the reality of things. Human beings are always judgmental. They're always going to judge you. They are. It just is. And we're going to do it too. So catch yourself before you wreck yourself or someone else. All right. Thank you guys so much for being here with Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I hope I gave it to you straight enough. Hey there, thank you so much for listening and spending this time with me. I appreciate you more than you will ever know. So please make sure that you share, you like, you rate, and review. Please tell your friends about this podcast. We are trying to grow this audience so that we can impact more lives. If you are interested in any kind of one-on-one coaching, please go ahead and email me at hello@straighttalknosugaradded.com. Thank you guys so much for being here. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.